So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Stam Naziris, Lamed Yoim, a standard Naziris, whose length was not specified, lasts 30 days. Although the Mishnah already said this on Daf Hei, it repeats it here to introduce the next halacha. Gilach, Eishel Gechu, Listim, Seisr, Lamed Yoim. If one shaves, whether voluntarily or forcibly, during his Naziris, he must recount 30 days. Taisis explains, Seisr, Achiyu, Sa'reis of Kadesh, Leishim Yoim. He only repeats the days because of Taglach HaShel Mitzvah, which requires that he shave a 30-day growth at the end of the Naziris. However, if he had accepted a longer Naziris, for example 60 days, and he shaved in the first half, up to the 30th day, he does not have to recount those days because he still has 30 days left. And as we learned earlier, only Tumah is Seisr, but Yayin B'Teklachas is not Seisr. The Gemara now seeks to determine the growth process of here. Ibailu, Hai Mazya, Milatachas Ravi Oy Mila'el. Does here grow from its root or from its tip? Nafkamina, this is relevant. Venazar shaves, but Shairi Boykede Loch of Roishali Ikare. He leaves enough of the here that its tip can be bent to its root. The Gemara later explains that Kol Zayin Yoimin Asya Mazya Kede Loch of Roishali Ikare. This is the amount of here that grows in 7 days. If here grows from its root, it follows that Naziris Hoshakli. He shaved the here that was there at the time of his Kabbalah's Naziris, and so he forfeits an entire 30 days. However, if the hair grows from the tip, and the hair closer to the head remains in place, my de'aktish hukayim, the original hair is still intact. And so since a significant amount, k'dei loch of reish l'ikari, of this hair was not shaven, he does not forfeit any time. The Gemara tries to decide the issue based on the location of inva, head lice on the hair shaft. However, the Gemara explains that inva chaya, live lice always burrow closer to the head because they need the moisture to sustain themselves. And in Vamesa, Mishum de Les Bachela, Shirugi Sharg, dead lice slide towards the tip, therefore its location cannot determine which part of the hair grew. The Gemara eventually points out that Kadsavi Savia Diknain, when older men dye their beards black, Chavron Ikve Nimhain, the hair near the roots begin to show white, clearly Melisachas Ravi. The hair grows from its roots. Therefore, it should follow that if a nazir shaves, even if he leaves the hair long enough, he should forfeit 30 days because the remaining hair is not the original hair. However, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Nazir shagachu listen, v'shayir b'kedei lachav reishu li'ikaroi einu seisr. He does not forfeit his term. And the Gemara explains, k'gein shagachu achar melois. The brisa is discussing a nazir who shaved one on the last day of his term. Umani, Rebbe Lazari, Dama Kolacha Malais, Zayin Tzayser, and Yolav Teglachas Tar, Mi Teglachas Tumah. We compare this case to the case of Nazir Shenitme Yoim Shleishim, a Nazir who became Tameh at the end of his term, merely waits 7 days. So too, a Nazir who shaves at the end of his term, waits only 7 days, until his hair grows to get a Lach of Reish Likari, the minimum amount for a Teglachas. Taisis adds that he fulfilled the requirement for a 30-day growth, because he had this amount of growth when he reached the Yom Teklachas, day 30. The Chacham, however, hold Nazir Shenit Mayim Shleishim, Seisir Sakoil, he forfeits all 30 days. So too, Nazir Shekuchu Achamalais forfeits all 30 days. The Mishnah concludes, Nazir Shegilach, Bein Bezug, Bein Betar, Oy Shesivsiv Kolshu, Chayiv. A Nazir is liable for shaving even a single hair with a razor, scissors, or even if he plucks them by hand. Taisus explains that this is only if Sha'ikar Hasar Mi'ikaroi U'mashchiz Minas Shoirish Ke'in Tar. He uproots the hair completely, similar to the shaving of a razor. The Gemara brings a braisa that quotes a machlokes regarding this halacha. The pasuk states, Kol Yimei Neder Nizrei Tar Lo Yava Al Roishai Ad Melois Hayam Mashayazir La Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres Sar Roishai. Rabbi Yishai says as follows, Ainly elatar talish meirit sivsiv kolshu minayin. The phrase tar layam al roisha teaches that there is a law that a nazir is liable for shaving with a tar, a razor, and as Taisus explains, that Rabbi Yeshua understands this to include ke'en tar, in which he is kaitis meikare, uproots the hair completely comparable to shaving with a razor, regardless of the method used. And the phrase kodesh yagol parasar roisha teaches that there is nasei for talish meirit sivsiv, which is Shalai Kentar, where Shalai Akru Legamri Ki Miktsasa, he plucked or cut his hair higher than the root. Any means of shaving is in a violation of this commandment. However, Bienes Naimer, Meir Tullish Shisiv Kalshu Potter. Bienesin says that the purpose of the assay is not to prohibit other means of shaving other than a razor, but rather, Dimgilich Lebatar, Kalam Aleba Assay Belaisase, to add an additional prohibition against shaving with a razor. Tesis explains that he also disagrees regarding the lav and maintains that it only applies to tar, shaving with a razor, but does not include kein tar. According to Rabbi Yenison, all other means of shaving, even though similar to a razor, are mutter min ha-Torah. The Gemara quotes a braisa that offers an alternate source for kein tar. Talish merit sivsiv kalshu minayin, tamalim lo yavra al reishay. As Tesis explains, l'ram is kalam avirin. The Nazir is liable for shaving by any means, as long as he uproots the hair completely, because the word Yaver includes any method of shaving. Tesis explains that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshia in the previous Braisa, and indeed the opinion of our Mishnah, which states, Be Mizug, Be Mitar, Oisha Sifsiv Kolshu, Chayef.